Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hello, Joe. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
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 So what? I'm Joe, and where can I start out with this wonderful day at work of mine?
Well, what happened?
Well, my pants fell down.
Your pants fell down.
You're a stripper.
Yeah.
Are you?
No.
Is this in front of coworkers? Or is this in front of clients?
Okay, I'm sorry. I've got to end this call, you guys. I'll call back.
Oh no.
Okay.
We're not gonna find where pants fell down.
Jesus.
That was a strange phone call I've had in a while.
Very weird.
Where do I start this? We'll just start it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's your story. How the hell do we know? It's not how crap works.
Your pants can fall down at any job.
Almost cussed.
Yeah, that's true.
Good or bad, Tell us about your most memorable day at work, and we'll try to guess your job. You've got to give us a little more.
Come on, man.
We could do this together.
But now I want to know why our pants fell down.
Oh, my God.
Hello, Jeffrey. Welcome to the men's
room.
She's
a priest.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
So I was working one night. It was a very slow evening, and it was pouring down rain, and the parking lot had flooded. And I told my coworker for $100 I would strip down to my boxers and go swimming. And about 30 seconds later, four ladies that were patronizing the place had ponied up 25 each. And I stripped down and went swimming.
You worked at a restaurant?
Bar. I was a bartender.
Yes. Yes, of course. So were they happy to see you naked, do you believe? Was this all a ploy?
Oh, I believe so. I think they enjoyed it.
So wait, you asked a coworker to come up with the money, and then the coworker asked your patrons to pony up, or did you?
My coworker was the DJ, but if I said the DJ, that would have given it away.
Ah.
So.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Okay. Was it really deep enough to be able to swim in it?
Oh yeah.
God, that's a lot of rain.
Jesus, man.
Where were you?
In Tumwater, Washington.
Okay. All right.
It was a place called Trosper's. It's not. It's called the Brick now, but that was 20 years ago, though. I bartended for 22 years. I finally got out of it. I knew it was over when girls used to, if a guy was bothering them, they'd tell him I was their boyfriend, and some girl told this guy I was her dad, and I knew it was over then.
Is that right? Oh, man.
That's my dad behind the bar.
Oh, man. And you guess what? You probably math added up.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, yeah. I mathed it, and yeah, I could have been her dad.
That's what's saying.
Yeah. That's really when it hit you that you wanted to move on.
Yep. I was done with the bartending and got out of it.
And what did you go into?
I'm an insurance adjuster.
Oh, I was going to say real estate.
Okay.
Oh, not a bad call.
Yeah. Got my real estate license. All right.
That'll smack your
I know a lot of bartenders got the real estate license.
Yeah. Real estate license, drink Rumplements. What bar did you work at?
Same with baristas. Seems like they like the real estate world as well.
Oh, really?
Well, I know two.
I thought that was more of a nursing school thing. But
Could be.
I think it depends on the barista.
Strong point.
Bikini, nursing school.
Right. Starbucks Real Estate.
Tell us about your most memorable day at work, and we'll try to guess your job. 206-803-ROCK.
I know somebody, obviously not on this coast, but they were like a manager at Checkers forever, which actually was a pretty good job.
Yeah.
But she just switched to Starbucks. I was like, why? And she was like, Checkers ghetto.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, it is. Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch. Hola.
Hola.
So, this job I was working is about 2 a.m. I walk into the restroom, I walked into the restroom, and there's a guy sticking a syringe in his neck.
In his neck?
In his neck. And proceeded to tell me that his blood sugar was too high and he was giving himself insulin.
Yeah, okay, in the neck. Man. Yeah.
Now, is this a 24-hour establishment?
Yes.
Okay.
But you can go inside. So fast food usually is 24 hours, but they close the inside.
Which can't get in.
Grocery store.
You stock chills.
No.
No? No. 7-Eleven or convenience store?
No.
Did you sell food?
Some parts sell food.
So like a gas station?
No.
I got one last guess. Like a super Walmart kind of deal.
Nope.
All right. Hang on. Don't give it to a shit. So over 24 hours, only part of it sells food. The dude was in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it's not Walmart.
It's not Walmart, not 7-Eleven.
Not IKEA. Can't be a did you work at a casino?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's it.
Food and beverage supervisor.
Nice job.
Yeah.
Do you really think that he was having a diabetical emergency there?
No. You not shoot yourself in the neck with
Come on, Miles.
I get it, buddy. No problem.
I mean, what do you tell the guy? Like, yeah, man. Or do you say, dude, you got to go?
Well, I told him, I said, hey, what are you doing? He said, oh, my blood sugar. I immediately get on the radio and say, security copy.
Yep.
Your blood sugar ass out of the casino.
Get your blood sugar ass.
Jesus. Good or bad, tell us about your most memorable day at work, and we'll try to guess your job. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Lori. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello. Hola.
Hola.
I was working for a company for 20 years, and one day my boss called me and said, whatever you do, there's a lady that's going to come into your place, and she's going to want to check things out, let her do whatever she needs to. I said, okay. So I knew something bad was going to happen. So this lady walks in, shows me her badge, and says, whatever you do, act like I'm not here and just sit at your computer and act like you're working. And wait for me until the end of the night, and I'll tell you what's going on.
So the end of the night? How long is that? How long of a time period?
Till 5 o'clock.
In the afternoon, right?
Well, yeah, I work 9 to 5.
Okay.
All right. Working 9 to 5. I'm guessing you worked at a bank.
Yeah, I was going to say the bank.
Yes, I did.
Why was this person there? Was the bank under threat or something?
Yes. The FDIC came and took over my bank. All my bank stock for retirement. I lost my sick leave. I lost my seniority. I lost everything.
Why did you lose everything?
Well, because what happens when a bank goes under like that, they want to make sure the customers are taken care of and they're covered. So it goes in steps. Each person is taken care of, and then it goes down to the employee. And by the time it goes to the employee, the bank has nothing.
Right.
Yeah. Right, because FDIC is just make sure your money that you put in there is protected.
Exactly.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
You know what? Yep. Here's the other crazy part about that. Now, my sister does that for a living, all right?
The bank take over thing?
She goes in. And they don't let anybody know they're coming. And it's kind of like very much an undercover operation. But in small towns with smaller banks, when the feds come into town, it's almost like when the feds would come in to bust drugs.
Right.
All right.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The word gets around town.
Of course.
When you have suits in a Fairfield Inn in the middle of Indiana, in a small town, all right, word, they don't know exactly what they're doing yet. But once they figure it out, let's just say, so the next day they raid the bank, right?
Yeah.
They go in. Now, it doesn't just happen in one day. So they're going to be in that town for about a week. Now, every time they walk into a Waffle House or a restaurant or any of these things, when the bank shuts down, everybody in town knows it.
Sure.
So as far as worrying about spit in your food or very uneasy situations or at a bar and everyone's staring at you, like she will attest, there's been some situations where she's like, this is sketch as F.
Oh, yeah.
Like, as far as, are these people going to just absolutely lose their minds and come out? First of all, they don't like government anyway.
Of course.
So, are they going to, you know,
what they should be mad at that bank.
Yeah, but that's not how people think.
Right, exactly. Right. I know Dale, man. He's worked there for, you know, 15 years. He didn't do anything wrong. He probably didn't do anything wrong.
It doesn't mean the bank did.
Yeah, but the bank probably did something wrong.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.